Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude a message that I've been sharing the last couple of days. What does now faith bring? And we were looking at various principles, if you will, various blessings that come with faith. And I was just going through the letters F-A-I, and we're on I right now. And we looked yesterday at impartation, but now we'd like to begin looking at another aspect that now faith brings, and that is intercession. And beloved, when you start getting anointed by the Lord, you will begin to have a burden to pray for others. What does Philippians in the 4th chapter, verse 6 tell us? Be careful for nothing. Don't stress. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, notice that's in there, let your requests be made known unto God. Why thanksgiving? Because you are thanking Him that the Lord is not only hearing, but answering. This confidence we have that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us. And if we hear us, we know that we shall have the petitions that we have desired of Him. And beloved, we will get a revelation. Do you realize how important your prayers are? There's someone, a sister listening to me right now, and you're up in years and you can't be as active. You don't get out of the house much. But beloved, you can be a prayer warrior for Jesus. You can affect the nations of the world. You can affect world situations. Beloved, none of us will know until eternity how our prayers have affected the course of world history. Don't you know there were people praying, it comes to mind, especially in Britain, that changed the course of World War II? Hitler was ready to win, and there were intercessors that were besieging God, and God answered prayer. And so, beloved, we need to get that revelation of intercession. You will have a desire to intercede for your nation, for your leaders, for your friends and family, for your church, for God's power and glory to be manifested in the earth, for a revival to come forth in this nation and to sweep across the globe before the end comes. And now faith not only brings intercession, it knows the answer is on the way. Now faith will move the Holy Spirit to make intercession for us. Paul states in Romans, the 8th chapter, that the Spirit makes intercession for us. The Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's verse 37. And in verse 34, he says that Christ makes intercession for us. In 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 3, the words tells us, Paul is saying, I exhort thee therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of the Lord. Some of you prayer warriors out there, I'm praying that you'll have the fire of God like you've never had before, that you'll feel His anointing, that now faith will bring intercession to a new level. Beloved, there's nothing more precious. I think one of the greatest ministries above all things is that of intercession. Why? You know, that's what Jesus is doing right now. Let's move on now to the letter T. And I would suggest to you that faith brings testimony. Beloved, the scripture tells us we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And that testimony is of and about Jesus Christ and God the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. Revelation 12:11. Beloved, that is our That's our destiny. That's our calling. That when we've experienced God's power in our life, when we have experienced the blessings of God, the favor of God, the impartation of God, the anointing of God, that is going to bring a testimony. Now faith will cause us to testify of the things of God, and we can boldly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And now let's move on to what the final letter, H, brings us. Now faith brings us help from God. Help for our own personal lives, help for our loved ones, for nations. When we pray, when we intercede, when we come before the throne of God, and thank God that that veil has been rent, now we can boldly approach the throne of God. You know, the high priest could only go once a year on the Day of Atonement, but when Jesus died, that massive veil of the temple was rent, and now, which was indicative of the fact that now we can come before God's throne with asking boldly for his help in the time of need. Psalm 33:20 says, "The Lord is our help and our shield." Beloved, he's your help and your shield today, whatever you're facing. Psalm 40:17 says, "Thou art my help and my deliverer." I'm just going to share some more passages with you. Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Praise God. I use that scripture a lot. When I'm in trouble, there we go, right? There's that word, a rhema word for when you're in trouble. That's Psalm 46:1. And then Psalm 63:7, "Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice." Yes, Lord, we rejoice and praise you. And Psalm 121:1-2, "I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help." My help cometh not from the hills, but from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Beloved, we need to lift our eyes heavenward, not necessarily physically, but spiritually, and realize where we are seated at next to Jesus. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Psalm 124:8 declares, "Our help is in the name of the Lord." That name of the Lord is a strong tower, a refuge for us. He is the rock of our salvation. Isaiah 41:10 declares, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee by the right hand of my righteousness." And verse 13 says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand," hallelujah, "saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." He's not only talking to you, beloved, he's reaching out to take hold of your right hand. And Isaiah, the 50th chapter, verse 7 states, "For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and know that I shall not be ashamed." Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need." Beloved, God has given us such riches, exceeding great and precious promises. That's how Paul described them, exceeding great and precious promises. And let's look at one final thought of what now faith brings. It brings happiness. We can rejoice in the Lord. Why? Let's hear what Proverbs 16:20 says. "Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." And my final scripture I'll share with you is Psalm 128:1-2. "Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways." Listen to this. If you'll do that, if you'll fear the Lord and walk in his ways, because it needs the fear of the Lord to walk in his ways. Many people have lost the fear of the Lord today. But if you really fear the Lord, that he is the judge of heaven and earth, the God of the spirits of all flesh, and he will one day be your judge, you will stand before him. And as a Christian, he will judge your works. He will determine your rewards on the basis of what you have done. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Listen to verse 2. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Hallelujah. Won't be stolen from you. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Well, beloved, are you convinced now that the word is exhorting us to have now faith that brings help from God, now faith that brings forgiveness from the Lord? No matter what you've done, no matter how evil, God can cleanse us from every sin and from all unrighteousness. Faith brings fellowship with the Lord and with one another. We become fellow workers with the Lord and with others in the kingdom of God. Now, faith brings God's favor. It brings his anointing. Now, faith establishes in your heart that you are called of God. It brings that impartation that he has promised to you as a king and a priest. It brings interest in the things of God. Now faith won't let you sit on the sidelines in the things of the Lord. It will bring you into intercession. Now faith will give you a testimony such as you've never had before, because you've experienced his presence, his anointing, and because you've experienced his help. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for the gift of faith that you have given us. Lord, we know that's one of the gifts of the Spirit, and you can cause it to be in operation at any point in time. But Father, you have given faith to us. And Father, you who started this work, you who authored our faith, you will bring it to perfection and completion. Father, let there be no limits. Let us believe you for the impossible. Let us trust you to see loved ones saved, to see the works of darkness demolished in their lives. Let us believe to see our calling, our destiny fulfilled. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release right now faith to your people, that they shall triumph and excel in the things of God as never before. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you this week. It's been a pleasure. It's been a thrill to share the good things of God. I invite you to write. You may have prayer needs. Know that I will personally pray for you and send back whatever the Lord gives to be an inspiration and encouragement to your heart. I so appreciate your prayer support and those who are willing to give to keep this broadcast on the air. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.